Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys.
Don't sneeze, Ellie.
I'm trying to hold it. It's awful. 45 northbound before Louetta. There's a stall vehicle blocking a left lane and another one on 290 eastbound at Skinner. That one's over on the right shoulder. The West Ham Houston Towway northbound at the South Sand Plaza. There's a stall vehicle. That one's blocking a center lane. High of 93 today, 82 degrees right now from the Texan Roofing.com weather desk. Amelia Escobar, Sports Radio 610.
I'm a little unsteady.
Hey, you want to go see the X-Ambassadors at House of Blues unsteady. On May 18th? Well, if you do, be call number 10 right now, 832-430-2WIN. That's 832-430-2946. Call number 10 is going to go see the X-Ambassadors at House of Blues on May 18th. 832-430-2WIN is the number to call in. Okay? Call number 10 is going to win those tickets. Kevin wants to weigh in on the Rockets before we get to what's trending and legal gambling in the United States. Sports gambling, that is. Kevin, what do you got for us, man?
All right. This is Kevin. First time caller, long time listener.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Attaboy.
All right. Well, the question is let's say the Rockets go out, 4-0, they sweep them, and then, what do you think happens to that starting lineup of the Warriors? Do you think they might do some tweaking, or they might dismantle, take out some of the players.
Okay. Not a chance.
All right, hold on one second, Kevin. You're on hold, so don't hang up. We'll get to your other question here in just a second. He wanted to know what happens if the Rockets swept the Warriors. Not likely. Damn near impossible. Would anything change on the Warriors? Starting lineup? No. They'd run the same starting lineup back. They'd try to adjust the bench, change out some of the small pieces. The big pieces would stay the same, though. All right, Kevin, what's your other question?
That was it. That was the question.
Oh, okay.
Well, not a chance. So they won two championships. Right. They've gotten to the conference finals.
You don't think they're going to sweep the Warriors, do you?
Yeah.
Hey, you couldn't keep a straight face.
Kevin, legal sports gambling isn't happening in Texas anytime soon, but I want to gamble with you.
Yes.
We appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Oh, God. Phone. Oh, there we go. Hey, how about that first time, our long-time listener, first-time caller? That's an old radio thing you don't hear
very often.
I like that.
Long time, first time.
The best is the people that call all the time that say that.
Yeah.
Hey, long time, first time.
No, it's not.
It's like, well, that's Chad and Sugar Land.
Really not. Really not your first time, is it?
Did you see the Astros going on the road trip on the West Coast?
Dude. Put a t-shirt on underneath. I want to see your big old white arms. They got those farmer's tans working, man. God. It was first of all, look at the picture, all right?
There are so many like
farmer tans.
Like, oh, I don't know about that guy.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Verlander's arms just about blinded me.
Okay, so.
And he had the custom made.
The maybe the quickest way to make someone look unathletic outside of an actual NBA player is to stick them in a basketball jersey
with no undershirt. Mm-hmm.
Because Justin Verlander strolling down the hallway rocking just the
customized run as one
the customized run as one Rockets jersey rolling down the hallway with his pasty white arms. Oh, he did not look like a supreme mega athlete. So a bunch of guys.
Who looks like a baller? I'm gonna surprise you, but you're looking at the picture right now.
So who looked like a baller?
Who looked like they could hoop? Just in what they're wearing.
Who looked like they could hoop?
Yeah. Look at them. You can see them. They took a picture in front of their jersey, in front of their airplane. All of them wearing Rockets gear, and most of the players wearing Rockets jersey. Like if this team got off a bus for a basketball tournament, which one looks the part the most?
Marwin?
Marwin looks good. He's the one squatting down, right?
Yes. Yeah. Squatting down with the headphones?
Yeah.
What about Correa?
Oh, I see Correa. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Look at Altuve. He looks like a little badass point guard.
Oh, that's right.
He really does. He's got the red undershirt. He's got that build. He looks like he's got handles. Like he'd cross you up, you know, just give you the jab step, step back and pop it in your eye. Altuve looks like a basketball player. He's the littlest one there.
That's great. my buddy Mark, he tweeted out a picture of McCann walking down the hallway. And McCann is wearing a Chris Paul jersey. And he's wearing like this big oversized red shirt underneath it. Mm-hmm. And like you could tell like, he's not like a huge fan of this.
Verlander looks like one of those guys in the over 40 Y league that runs funny. You know, got the farmer tan, white shoulders, and then he kind of has like a hitch when he runs, like the old man runs.
McCullers wore the throwback cartoon Rockets, but the gold version.
Of course
of
he did. It matches his hair.
That looked great. And then Verlander, in addition to the customized run as one, also had tearaway Rockets pants that prior to getting on the plane, he tore away and revealed basketball shorts,
too. Keuchel looks a little bit out of place.
Yeah.
I think maybe he needs a bigger jersey. It's like the jersey drops to his waist. It needs to be a little bigger, I think.
And then we got Josh Reddick's got the headband and the hair is kind of goofy on it.
Good for them, though, man.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
Except for Verlander.
That was cool.
I bet you he can ball, though. He just doesn't look the part.
And the picture that Reddick put up on Instagram is Verlander in the middle of spinning the ball, but he hasn't started spinning it yet. And he's got like just this goofy look on his face. It's very funny. Very funny. Also, Reddick walked out wearing a Spider-Man shooting sleeve.
Yeah.
Because of course he did. All right, Jonesy, time for What's Trending. Each and every day, Lopez on Sports on Twitter, at @Cody_Stutes on Twitter. Find out what's trending. From at Mean Green Jonesy on At Sports Radio 610.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules that the federal ban on state-sanctioned sports betting is unconstitutional. Decides case in favor of New Jersey. Floodgates now officially open for other states to allow sports betting. Now, Pete Rose, I'm sure, is going, why didn't this happen 30 years ago?
Well, I don't know if baseball will still would have allowed it.
As many as 32 states have plans to introduce legislature that will legalize sports wagering in their state.
That's what we saw before the show. It could be obviously a lot more than that, but probably will be fully functional and operational, people say, within 5 years if states approve it. And then, of course, is the obvious question, and we're going to dig deep into this at 12:20, but what about Texas? I think Texas is absolutely going to have sports gambling. Too big of a market, too many people in this state, too many powerful, politically connected people with interests in raising the gambling. Now, I get that the pushback crowd, whether it's far right Christian conservative that are pushing back, I get that they have political clout as well. I just think it's too big of a wave that you're missing out on if in the state of Texas if you don't get legalized gambling. I also think, and I'm going to elaborate on this with you at 12:20, like we said, I think they have to. I think they have to have it in Texas because there are too many sovereign, tribal, Native American nations that have casinos in Texas. And I think they have a national lobby that is going to exempt them no matter what state they're in. So do you're going to be able to gamble, I feel, on sports in Texas. And if it's not at Sam Houston Race Park or the dog track in Lamarck or whatever, you can go up to Cleveland, go to an Indian reservation and a Native American reservation and be able to do it. So I think just the pressure alone of that is going to force it.
I mean, do not let millions and millions of dollars cross the state line over to Louisiana and go play over there on the weekends when you can have those millions and millions of dollars stick here. I'm not saying drop a casino right next to your favorite church.
But Sam Houston Race Park right now, if you are an investor, you're doing backflips, because that is the absolute easiest way to do it. Perfect place to do it. Have the TVs everywhere. Big sports book. Get it done. You're doing backflips because that's going to be able to. That's why they have all those concerts and everything out there, which are nice. But they're trying to find other revenue streams, like everybody. This is tailor made.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Jonesy, what's trending?
Dunkin' Donuts is showing some love on its menu in honor of the upcoming royal wedding. The breakfast food chain is offering a heart-shaped donut filled with jelly, topped with chocolate icing, and a strawberry drizzle.
Sounds like a delicious donut. Can't have donuts right now. Try not to be fat, so can't eat that donut.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing a royal wedding donut?
It's just an infatuation that is... I want to say inexplicable, but I guess it's not inexplicable. Every woman, every little girl that becomes a woman wants to be a princess. I mean, they may say no, or maybe they evolve and don't care, but there's some infatuation that I don't think any guy can really explain. I don't know. I've never wanted to be a prince. You know, I've never wanted to be a king. But for some reason, little girls become teenagers, become young adults, become women, and they always want to be a princess.
And this is the Super Bowl for women.
This is the Super Bowl.
Prince Harry will wed Meghan Markle, I guess, what, this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. This is atrocious.
It's not atrocious.
This is atrocious, John.
Why?
Jonesy, hit my music. A donut chain whose home is the great state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which has
notable
moments in the great revolution mm-hmm. against the British is going to celebrate a British wedding. Have we forgotten the Boston Massacre?
That's right.
Have we forgotten the Boston Tea Party? And on a larger scale, have we forgotten Washington crossing the Delaware?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the extent of my knowledge of the Revolutionary War gets exhausted. But have we forgotten no taxation without representation?
Oh, there you go.
Have we forgotten Paul Revere's midnight ride? It seems that donut chain has. And I won't be supporting
them. You forgot General
them.
Sam Houston.
I won't be. Nice try. I won't be supporting them mm-hmm. as they support the British. No. No, I will not.
It's a good point.
I will be dunking my donuts elsewhere.
There you will. There you go. That's a good point. I forgot about that. But listen, I'd like for some of our women listeners to take... Why? That's the question. Is this incredible infatuation with princesses and royal weddings still there? I just don't understand. I don't get it.
I was telling Cody in the break, the girlfriend is having a friend sleep over the night before.
Oh, of course.
Getting up early. They're making scones. They're doing all the preparation for that. And they're going to watch it on all the channels. It's going to be on every channel.
Oh, yeah.
Then I classify her in the same category as Benedict Arnold. Traitorous to this great country. You didn't celebrate various other American politician figures getting married. Why do you celebrate the Brits? You're all Benedict Arnold if you celebrate this. The Royal Wedding? Psh, psh. I care about our great country. I care about what 1776 means.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry you don't. I mean, dunking my donuts elsewhere.
I forgot that they were based in Boston.
John Lopez, Cody Stutes in the loop with you. Sports Radio 610. They're one of the big sponsors for the Patriots.
They're all over Fenway Park.
Ah. Benedict Arnold donuts, more like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, LeBron James. Ugh, not a good start for him and the Cavaliers. Which team is more likely to cavalier tonight? The Warriors or the Rockets? We'll get into that and much more. So we get back into the NBA playoffs next in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.